KO4 HKX, mobile.
KO4 HKX, KO4 PXB, why, what are you deployed here? What are you mobiling so late for?
I'm still on my way home, Lloyd. I'm on the other side of the Black Hole, so I don't have too long left. I got about 15 minutes or so.
Work late myself. I had to restart a server, and I can't do it since it's our email server. Can't do it till like 5:15. Then I was running some checks on it to make sure that everything was running good before I left.
It went smooth for you. You didn't have to work too late on it.
No, like I said, 45 minutes. That was just a good time to, you know, reboot it and check, because what happened was the email queues were filling up, and then they would process and then fill up again and process, not like they normally do, where they just normally wanted, you know, they'll come in and pretty much clear out at the same time, and sometimes they would build up to like 15 to 20 and then clear out.
You just got to reboot that machine and let it start all over again. I know that's same way with my computer and the program they got us running. It's just, it gets hung up and starts slowing down, so I just reboot it and let it go again.
That is definitely true. That's the thing we always ask the people to do before they, you know, call our help desk, is to, you know, reboot the computer and see if it still does it.
Hey Ben, I hadn't talked to you in a few days.
I'm doing good. The whole family and everyone's doing good. Just definitely staying busy. Hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing good. I'm just dealing with the same issues I've been dealing with for the past little while now. Back orders and trying to get that stuff in a timely manner. But everybody's pretty much getting used to it now, so I think that's the new way of doing things in this country.
Yep, and it's unfortunate. You just can't slide them off into file 13, because then things don't get done and you don't get paid.
I've lost quite a few sales to not being able to get stuff lately, and that's hurt, but what comes around goes around, so it'll be all right. It'll all wash out somewhere.
That is definitely true. The supply's there, but you know, having an issue with demand.
No, our supply is not there. We're having trouble with sockets and wrenches, just basic stuff. Can't get the steel to make it, is what we're being told. And then trying to get it shipped to where it's going is another issue.
Yep, that is definitely true. With some of the servers and storage stuff that we're wanting, we're having the same issue. We were told they were, we saw that they were delayed like 3 or 4 times for the last couple months, and we just now finally got them, so we can start processing, changing some new to the newer stuff.
Put new servers in first of the year, I believe it was.
Yep, like I said, we're always putting new servers in. What we're doing now is changing our virtual environment, too, because they're going into life by the middle of next year, so we went ahead and bit the bullet and just changing everything over to the new virtual environment.
Get to listen to everybody complain because they can't figure out where stuff's at.
But these are all virtual servers, so it doesn't affect the user any.
Hopefully everything goes smooth for you and there's no surprises anywhere.
In the IT world, that's the norm. There's always going to be a surprise.
Well, you're always one broken bolt or one turner to the ratchet away from a disaster.
Yep, that is definitely true. One thing that really our common saying in the IT world, because something can be running fine one moment, and then within either a minute or even just a very short amount of time frame, something can be messed up, even though it was working well. So we always call that the ghost in the machine.
We refer refer to that one as the magic smoke, it getting out of the box.
Yep, I have definitely always loved that statement, letting the magic smoke out.
How's 85 treating you this afternoon? You about home?
No, I'm just now getting on the 85 from the bypass around Spartanburg, so it looks like it's clear so far and running good.
Well, hopefully since you're getting out on it a little late, you missed the bumper cars.
Yep, I definitely hope so, and I'm just glad also today's not Tuesday because I've got the general ham radio class from 6:30 to 8:30 is on Tuesday, so I think we've got like 2 weeks left, so maybe 2 to 3 weeks left on it, and then I can schedule my test to take for my general.
I'm sure you'll do just fine at it. I know my wife's been taking the technician's class. So she isn't doing it live. She's having to watch it the Thursday night or Friday night the day after, so hopefully everything goes smooth for her and she'll have her license here for a long too.
Yep, I have definitely enjoyed it. Like I said, it also, like I said, definitely gives me somebody to talk to on the way home and just also to get general information and learn new stuff.
That is for sure. There is a wealth of knowledge on this repeater right here about pretty much any subject you want to ask a question on.
Yep. It'll definitely give you some new wrinkles in the brain.
Will, and I left a pause there and see if anybody else wanted to get in, but Lloyd, I am turning onto the road to the house, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You be safe out there and hope everything goes smooth for you this afternoon getting on home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, please be careful. I'll definitely talk to you another time. KO4PXB.
KRF monitoring.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
4KRF, I think that's KO4PBX, maybe. Sorry, my dog stepped on my radio face and locked it.
Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo.
X-ray Bravo, great. Name is David here. KF4KRF. I guess PBX used to be an abbreviation for something to do with telephones.
Correct. The PBX used to be it's still pretty much an antiquated phone system. I'm not sure if any place still uses it, but you know, it still may be out there somewhere.
Thanks for coming back. I'm not sure if I'm making it into the repeater. That well, you know, like I said, I'm still not in Spartanburg. I think this repeater's in Greenville. Is that correct?
I think it's actually on Paris Mountain. It's not in Greenville. Up a lot, so I caught just intermittent, very, very, very little of what you were saying. So I'm not sure if it's due to the fact that I'm down in a hole or you're just having the radio issues. You may want to move around a little bit if you can.
Yeah, I think I was down in a hole, but I have a marginal signal right here, so I'm going to go ahead and clear. Okay, thanks a lot. This is KF4KRF. 7-3.
Sir, have a great day. KO4PXB.